the boys chased off by the dead one, and her memory of Bugler was fading fast. Howard, at least, had a head shape nobody could forget. As for the rest, she worked hard to remember as close to nothing as was safe. Unfortunately, her brain was devious. She might be hurrying across a field, running practically, to get to the pump quickly and rinse the chamomile sap from her legs. Nothing else would be on her mind. The picture of the men coming to nurse her was as lifeless as the nerves in her back, where the skin buckled like a washboard. Nor was there the faintest scent of ink or the cherry gum and oak bark from which it was made. Nothing, just the breeze cooling her face as she rushed toward water, and then sopping the chamomile away with pump water and rags, her mind fixed on getting every last bit of sap off, on her carelessness and taking a shortcut across the field just to save a half mile, and not noticing how high the weeds had grown until the itching was all the way to her knees. Then something. The plash of water. The sight of her shoes and stockings awry on the path where she had flung them. Or hear boy lapping in the puddle near her feet, and suddenly there was Sweet Home, rolling, rolling, rolling out before her eyes. And although there was not a leaf on that farm that did not make her want to scream, it rolled itself out before her in shameless beauty. It never looked as terrible as it was, and it made her wonder if hell was a pretty place too. Fire and brimstone, all right, but hidden in lacy groves. Boys hanging from the most